Whenever I'm with a man, I get this sense of pride when he comes. I'm not really sure how else to explain it. You see, during the moments leading up to his release, his actual coming, and immediately afterwards, all of these different emotions overwhelm me. There's a euphoria of achievement, validation, dignity, self-worth. It all just consumes me. This sense of accomplishment is something that I seek and I yearn for, and sometimes I even fantasize about it. Every waking moment, every ounce of energy is devoted towards achieving this goal. For me, it's an honor to help bring a man to come. It's because of me that he was able to experience an incredible orgasm. It's because of my body that he's able to satisfy this primal urge to fuck. It's because of my thoughts and actions that he's in this nirvana state of happiness. In a way, I feel almost humble, so fortunate, so proud that he allowed me to give this gift to him, that he chose me to fuck. I dare not squander the opportunity to make another man happy. You see, I have a sense of responsibility, even duty, to make men sexually content. Everything that I do to fulfill this role that I've chosen for myself. For years, I've been a yoga instructor, carefully sculpting and toning my body for men's visual approval. And then when I got engaged, yes, I'm a happily married hot wife, I got breast implants, the perfect balance of size and perkiness. Well, my personality, it's sexually submissive, and eager, sometimes impatient, to learn how I could best please my sexual partners. You probably think I'm crazy, such taboo thoughts in a woman's empowering world, but I truly believe I was chosen, built, trained, nurtured, disciplined to fuck. Often when date night arrives, my anxious feeling of validation will consume me. Leading up to it, I diligently prepare. Extra workouts, careful diet, meditation, and on the day of the date, I'll pamper and print myself so that he'll give his full approval. Perhaps a spa day, you know, a mani-pedi, and I'll spend hours blowing my hair out and meticulously applying my makeup. Oh, and my fuck outfit. Only something he would enjoy. It's not for my comfort, but his appreciation, you see. Push-up bra, thong, stockings, suspenders, sky-high stilettos, all under a short, skimpy dress that barely contains anything. In total, when people see me all dolled up, dressed like a slut on his arm, I want them to know exactly what my role is. Similar to an athlete, you know, training for the Olympics. I'll train and prepare in my own way. I'm hoping to wear his glory of cum around my neck. Ugh. Later that night, when we're fucking, my own primal urge to please and submit will supersede any rational logic. I'll just think that I need to fuck him. I need his approval. I need his validation. Quite literally, my body and mind are at his disposal. Whether it be my feminine hands, my salivating mouth, my moist pussy, my tight ass. Anything is available for his use and pleasure. My sole and humble request of him? To allow me to bring him to the most intense orgasm he has ever experienced. Oh my God, even now as I write it, I can picture and feel it. It resonates throughout my body like a warm summer day. I'm on all fours, doggy style. Knees spread, back arched, ass up. I'm still dressed in my stockings and suspenders and heels. And that's it. A fitting attire for my role, you know? And he's behind me, dominantly fucking my pussy. His rough masculine hands have a firm grip on my yoga-sculpted waist, and they're tightening their control over me as he gets closer. And during his final thrusts, he grabs a fistful of my hair to yank me up, and my back is pressed against his chest. His hands reach around to fondle my tits, and that's when he whispers in my ear, ordering me to get on my knees on the floor. And at last, my trophy moment, what I've been training and hoping for. Me, on the floor, kneeling in front of him, and he standing, towering above me. With a final few strokes, he releases my reward, my validation. This warm, sticky, glorious cum starts glazing my face, and I happily accept it any way I can, any way he wants. It's my badge of honor, my gold medal. Only with his satisfaction and approval can I find my own peace. You know, it is a bit ironic. After all the energy and effort I invest in preparing, to find myself like this, the years I spent sculpting my body, now that's all sweaty and filthy from fucking, the hours I spent primping, my hair's disheveled, my makeup's now covered under ropes of cum, my lingerie now stained, my high heels a symbol of what I've become. A submissive, yoga, hot wife slut. Seeking men's approval and validation in the only way I know how. Fucking them. I couldn't be more proud.